Tonight we're going to be learning we're going to be finishing Be'ezer Hashem, the halachos of Boira. That's a Siman Shin Yud Tes, Sif Yud Zayin. We'll be learning probably one, it's a very, I don't know if strange is the right word, Ramah. Yeah, it's one of those Ramah that has no explanation, I think. I think it's one of those Ramah that literally has got no explanation. And then Be'ezer Hashem will be starting halachos Shechita. Any more thoughts and feedback about the flies in the the flies in the coffees?
I would like to drink one.
Any more thoughts on it? Yeah, interesting. Very interesting psak. I must say of the Taz. Again, Chaznish is choylek. Okay. The shaila was. I don't know if well, we spoke yesterday. I just want to finish off this topic before we move on to see if you design. If you've got in the cholent a little bit of on top, a bit of floating, a bit of you've got more like a liquidy, soupy kind of cholent, and you've got a bit of is it oil? What is it floating on top? I don't know what it is exactly. Fatty kind of oily substance. Well, you know what? It could be a soup as well. Say, yeah. And you want to take it off. Mutter also no to take it off to remove it. Mutter also correct. Why?
Because you don't want to eat it.
Psolis mitoch oichel. However, what will be the halacha? That's probably what you want to say. What? Good. Of the other liquid. Yeah. Will that be unanimously mutter, Rabbi Yisai, based on the task that we spoke yesterday, to take some of the soup, some of the cholent together with that oily substance, to remove it together? Will that be okay or not? Based on the task that we discussed yesterday?
Yeah? Yeah?
What's that?
They're taking the
Taz. No, it's not minority opinion. Mishnah Berurah paskens like that. Perhaps I'm a little bit overly conscious of the cholkim. The Mishnah Berurah says it is mutter, and he paskens without reservation, like the Taz, and he says it's fine to do that. As a matter of course, you can take some of the good. If you take some of the good together with the bad. Some of the oichel together the psolis, he can do it as a matter of fact. He's a mamash matter it. I'm adding that the chazanish is choylik. Mishbu obviously doesn't quote the choylikim.
But the mice, if you go to Chumrah and a fly lands in the soup, what do you do? That's it, right?
And that's you probably have to eat everything else around it, yeah. Yeah, you take the oichel with the psolis until the bit end.
What about the sakonis nefoshes?
Sakonis nefoshes? Is it?
Yes.
Why is it? I don't think it's. Would you really hold that it's a konas nefoshes? A person who eats that is going to drop instantly.
I mean, people contract diseases from flies. It is a real thing. It's not made up.
Okay. So, okay, if that's the case, I mean, it's hard for me to really see it, but I'm saying if it really is such a. If it's a konas nefoshes.
There's so many love involved in it. Five different love.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so the emphasis is that if the fly is complete, then there is no, you could, it's, I know it's not, it doesn't feel, it's not very appetizing, but really you could get everything around it. You could just drink everything around it, and then if it's complete, I'm saying if you see the wing is off, then you're right. But then it wouldn't help to take the fly off anyway. Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, again, so just to get that clear, according to the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Poskim, it is therefore mutter to take the fly with some of the drink. And again, also the case I mentioned earlier, the Reb Shlomo Zalman speaks specifically about the soup with some of the oily substance. And he says, based on the Mishnah Berurah, this will be mutter. This is mutter, and you can take some of the, as long as you take some of the soup, some of the soup, some of the oichel together with the psoilis, that will therefore be mutter. I understand that there are people who want to be mechalek, but the pashtus is certainly true that this is the same case in the Mishneh Berurah, and a person can take the psoris together with the oichlin will be therefore mutter. Yeah. See if Yudzayin Rabbeis Amechabeitz Pereshemoitzi Achema Min Acholov. See if Yudzayin is talking about making butter from the milk. So it's telling us, somebody who takes the chema, the butter, minacholov, from the milk. Toilet is boirehu, that's the tolda of boireh. To take the butter from the milk. Anybody know how to do it? How does it work to make butter? Anybody seen butter? How do you make butter?
In the fridge, the fat goes to the top and solidifies, and you can take it, that's like the cream. From that, they make the.
In the old days, these had a butter churn. They would churn it round. I'm not quite sure why, but I know that they definitely did.
And they turn it around,
to make it thicker,
and that will become okay. So that's exactly what you described now. That's precisely what the Gemara says. Hashemoitzi achem min acholov, and that is boiler. Why is it boiler?
What is it you want? You want the milk, or you want the
butter.
So you want the butter, and it's on the top or the bottom. Butter's on the top,
but you're creating what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us. Hamechabed is the one who creates the butter. That is a tolda of boil, and that's always going to be awesome.
I mean, you have an emulsion, and you're separating the emulsion.
I don't know what emulsion is.
When you imagine you had a cup or like a jar, and you had a half filled with water and half filled with oil.
Yeah.
And then shush. Okay, fine. That's great. Now, if you shake it really, really, really hard.
Yes.
It will stop being half oil at the top and half oil at the bottom.
It will be all.
Yeah, so that's called an emulsion.
Okay.
It sounds like this is what we're talking about.
Yes, it does.
And so what we're talking about, I mean, this is what they do every day when people give blood, they check people's blood for all sorts of things before they can use it in the NHS, and they have to spin the blood in order to.
To separate between the. Good, that's pretty much, yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's kind of mechabetz, yeah. Yeah. So mechabetz, that's it. Pereshemoitzi achema min acholov. Obviously, with blood, it's not mechabetz, but that process of separating the milk from the butter, pereshemoitzi achema min acholov, told us boirehu. That is a kind of boireh. Lefichach, therefore, afal pishenoistim shomshenim vegoizim lidvash, loichapsim biyad biyodoi. So even if you want to put shomshenim, sesame, vegoizim, litvash to the honey, lo yichapzim biyodoi. You should never like do that kind of process of separation within. It's a kind of yichabet of mechabet. Also, to the separation process within that single unit, that would be also, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. Now, when you look at the. 1 minute. Yeah.
What's this thing about nuts?
Also, it's if you want to the sifkotn sam chvav mishne bura lo yichapzem biyod roit zeloima lo yichapzem biyod lehafrid oisem min advash. When you have the honey and you put some egoism in there, if you're making the kind of process which is like mechabetz to separate them, that would be considered a told of boyer as well. Here again, what you're doing is separating the good, as it were, from the bad, because one of them you want. You probably want the honey as opposed to the egoism.
Honey with nuts in honey.
Yes, yes. And if just that separation process is considered told as the boira, it would be also. Mechabetz really, generally mechabetz, the definition of mechabetz is really about producing the production of butter. But we're now saying that it's the concept, it's goes beyond that, it's further than that. That goes to anything that you're doing in order to separate from one unit into two foods, and that will be included in the Issa.
So it sounds like this would happen by itself. You know, Mayalo, you put your cream before Shabbos, and after you come back after a night, several hours, you're going to have butter at the top and milk at the bottom. So. That's not a problem.
Does it happen completely?
It will happen to a degree. I mean, look, you're talking about.
Yes, so.
What's happening with the
children? What the Mishneh Berurah says, Lo yichapzem biyodoi, 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 Lo yichap it would appear from the words of the Mishnah Berurah that it is, yes, your action biyodo, with your hand. If it happens me'elav, I don't know. If you just put it in the fridge, and I suppose there's no issue in that, yeah. I suppose if you, does it happen that quick? Yes, maybe if it does happen that quick, then it will, yeah, then I suppose there's no issue involved. It looks like it's the captain biyodo, with you act physically do something in order to activate that process. Okay, now comes this Ramah, and it's a fascinating Ramah, and I think it's true to say that it's probably one of the strangest. I mean, it's very, says the Ramah, roikik buruach, somebody spits in the wind. Yes, to spit in the wind. Haroikik buruach b'shabbos, v'aruach mefaze haroik, you spit in the wind, and the wind will blow, will spread out the roik, the saliva. Chai mishum zoir, chai mishum zoir. So let's get that clear. Zoire, literally, what is zoire? The melach of zoire? Winnowing. Winnowing, not zoireya. You're right, zoireya with the ayin is. But zoire, what we're talking about over here, with hay, zayin, vav, resh, hay, that is winnowing. Now, the winnowing, what it really is, very good, but it's considered a different melach. Very good. So the Gemara says that, what's the difference in boire and zoire? Oh, very good. That's exactly it. What you do is you have these large, forgot what they're called, and you have got you throw them into the air, and what it's meant to do, very, very, very light, shells and, is it called shells?
The chaff.
Is that what it's called? Very, very light. They will be blown away by the wind, and what comes back onto your keli, that is the grain that you wish to keep. And that is the malach of winnowing, that's zoire. And zoire is always, always, by definition, and that's key, Zoyre is always, the melach of Zoyre is always through the wind. Without the wind, it's not Zoyre. It needs to be thrown in the air, and then the wind blowing it away could be very gentle wind, it could be very, very mild wind, but it's going to take away the
chaff.
How's that spelled? C-H? A-double-F. And the grain falling back into this keli, and that's the melach of Zoyre. Now, the Ramon now says over here something, which is, it sounds so incredibly bizarre to understand, and I don't know if there is a pshat in this Ramon. The Ramon says that haroikik buruach, somebody spits in the wind, haroikik buruach b'shabbos, v'aruach mefaze haroik, and the wind will be mefaze, will spread out this saliva, chayev, not like it's the Rabbonon, or, no. Chayev, it's got a Torah obligation, Torah Issa of Zoyre. Now, it needs a lot of, how is it comparable at all? Yeah,
if you keep this light in your mouth, it's not carrying.
Yeah, at times, yes. Yes. Good. Okay, so 1 second, we'll have the answer according to the Rebbe Kivikin, Bialoch, that will be answered. We'll be answered according to Bialoch. No, it's not connected to Melach of Zoyreya. This has nothing to do with it. This could be on tarmac, could be on stone. It's about the Melach here. What Ramon seems to be saying is that the fact you're spitting in the air and that kind of spreads the saliva, that is the same than the Melach of winnowing. Now, it needs a lot of imagination to be able to compare it in the first place.
Up.
Perhaps, probably, yeah. Yeah?
Is there a concept of Leuchel and
Solus?
By winnowing?
Yes.
So if you don't want either...
I do not know. Good question. I do not know.
Someone who is...
Yeah, what is Leuchel, what is Solus in this particular case? I do not know.
But there is so someone who went to a big heap of grain with a pitchfork and threw it up into the air on a windy Shabbos and he doesn't want the grain or the chaff. That would not be a
Melech. The truth is, it will be considered Zoyre. It will be considered Zoyre, but it's Melech Shen Tzichel Guf or something. But in principle, it's Melech. Because you don't care about his personal wish, his bottle daitoy. And in terms of the Melech, if got a Tzur as a Melech, he could Melech Shen Tzichel Guf. So, but for another reason, he may or may not be chai. But on in principle, it's melach zoyre. Now, but we're going to answer a little bit of this because the Mishnah Berurah says, I mean, have you heard of ever? Mishnah Berurah says, if cotton samach Zayin, mefaze eroik. Lo yireinu mishechoshes leze. Mishmo says, I've never seen anybody who's makpid on that. While spitting may not be particularly polite, but we never heard of somebody who spits being over on a issa toira of zoira. So he says that I've never seen anybody who's careful on that, who's makpid on that. Remember, in previous generations, spitting was very, very common because they had, you know, they didn't have the tissues as we have nowadays. And we have in Chelek Aleph Mishneh, we had plenty of halachos. We got to spitting in Beis Medrash because it wasn't derech eretz to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, full of saliva, and it's against halacha, in fact. And therefore, to have the shuls were normally. It was earth. There were a time before there were stone. The floor was stone, and there's plenty of halachas about spitting. We see that spitting was very common. So he says that I've never seen anybody who's careful on that. Because your intention is clearly not to spread the saliva. For kolchken dein zedech zoyre. It's not the ways. It's not the ways of doing zoyre. It's not the ways of doing zoyre. That's not the winnowing. Getting rid of his saliva is not the way of Zoyre. But Mishneh Berurah finished off saying it's if cotton samaches, Zoyre v'Zoyre is atvua berachas l'ruach, who echad melametes of his melach. But obviously, somebody who does the winnowing proper by throwing the tvua, the grain, the produce into the air and trying to remove the shells and the Chaff, thank you very much. People are trying, that's obviously one of the lametes melachas, that goes without saying. However, this particular case of the Ramah, that this particular scenario of the Ramah, that doesn't seems to be very distant to the concept of Zoyre for various reasons. Enem ischaven, and it's enderech Zoyre, and it seems to be different in so many ways to the melacha, to the definition of melacha of Zoyre. Comes on Rebbe Kivayga. And Rebbe Kivayga is struggling tremendously with this. And Bialocha says, it's so strange. Rebbe Kivayga is bothered about this. And he brings, if you look in Dibur HaMaschel Mefaze, and he says, how does this, he says, won't be a person throws out, you've got a cup and a plate, and you've got water in the of leftover soup or water or whatever it is, in a cup, in a plate, in a soup bowl, and you're throwing it out of the window. Is that also Zoyre? Is that also Zoyre to throw the leftover of your cup of tea out of the window? Is that Zoyre? So, whatever, for whatever reason it may, is that Zoyre or not? Says the Bialochas for us, Mephazov, Chuvsa Bekveiga, Simon Chop Nistapi, Peshoifich Maim, Otim, Itzloich, Is Dech Haloin. Voruach Mephazah Tipois, Achas, Poinelekan, Veachas, Poinelekan. Ichaim Shum Zoyre. He says, what happens if somebody throws the water out of his window and there's a bit of water going in each direction? Is that also because of the wind? Is that also considered Zoyre? Rebbe Kivayga says, no. Rebbe Kivayga says that it doesn't make sense that this is considered. He said it wouldn't make sense to consider Zoyre. And he says, what is Pshat in the Ramah? What is Pshat in the Ramah? And he finishes off saying, at the end, if you look at the last three lines of the Bialocha, and that's the maskana, that's the consensus, and that's what Achronim bring down the Alocha Lemaise. Who be Sefer Alfa Menashe Perish, in the Sefer Alfa Menashe, he brings the Kavonah Yerushalmi, the Mekor of this Yerushalmi. And the meaning of this psak is as follows. What it's talking about, by spitting, you've got a good aim, and it's quite windy, and you're managing to spit for 4 amas. Wow. And that's the melach of here. The melach they were talking about is Maivir Dalat Amas Purushus Rabmi. Zoyre? No. But Maivir Dalat Amas, by spitting, with a good aim, if you're doing it well, it's 4 amas, and that's what we're talking about. So we're not talking about, the melacha that we're talking about over here is not nothing to do with winnowing, but the melacha that we're talking about. The Ramah is right, la locha, says the Alfa Menashe, the bialocha. It's true, you don't have to spit with the wind, because it's going to schlep it for 4 amas, and therefore going to be over on carrying on Shabbos. He said it is grammar based, admittedly, but that's fine. The kumoi pezoire after ruach mesiatoi. Just like by, that's a key concept. Like by zoire, the wind is supporting and aiding the melacha to take place, and yet he's chayef, right? Winnowing. You don't say the wind did it. It's not me. It's not my fault. It's the wind. So similarly also, when it comes to this Maivet al-Rames, also when it comes to the spitting over here, Maivet al-Rames, don't tell me it was the wind. It wasn't me. It was only, my aim would have only been 2 amas. The wind schlepped it along for 4 amas. It's mamash yisodisiga lomdus. That it's just like Bazoira, you did the melacha, and the fact that the wind helped doesn't make you potu, it's still chayiv. Similarly, also when it comes to my vidalat amas, if your action is supported and extended to dalat amas by the wind, you are still chayiv. This is, says the Bialocha, the chedish of the Ramah, that the spitting was reaching dalat amas through the wind, and yet you are chayiv. It's not considered goma, it's chayiv. Ad kan divrei b'kveiga. The obvious ha'or on that is, the obvious question on that is,
why bring it in Shin Yud
Tet? Absolutely. And more than that, even more than what you're saying, is the words of the Ramah. Ha'roikek b'ruach b'shabbos, v'ruach mefazeh roik, chayev mishum zoire. You couldn't get it clearer than that. He says, black, white. They chayev mishum zoire. This is the question. No, the halacha lemaise, to be halacha, the Alfa Menashe, the Bialocha quotes Alfa Menashe explaining the Ramah. He says the Makoy of the Ramah is the Yerushalmi, and the meaning of the Yerushalmi is not Zoyre, but Maivet Dalat Amas. And he's confidently paskening that this is a really Alocha in Maivet Dalat Amas and not in Zoyre. It's a fascinating Kiddush, and I want to say that it's brought down in the Poskim. The Poskim, they bring it down. They bring it down Alocha. Which I tell you, what the Nafkaminas are great. The Nafkaminas are very, this is very, because. Alfa Menashe is brought down Alocha. Yes, Dalat Amas, yeah. Maybe this is a spelling mistake. Yeah, that's very nice addition. Very nice. Zoyrek, Zoyre, very nice. And it's just, if you're in script, it's just that little addition. It's very nice, pshat. I like it. Very good. And I want to say that Lemaisa, tell you it's Nafkamina Lemaisa. It happens a lot when you are out on the street, let's say in the Rishus Rabbim. And you want to throw something. Say a child wants to throw a paper plane or whatever it could be. You know, so normally the halacha normally is that there's a mefurish halacha. It's a balamot. It's nearly mefurish a mishnah that you have to carry something within dalat amas. Within dalat amas is it motor also? Yes, it is a mefurish halacha that carrying something within your dalat amas to where you're standing, that is motor. That's undisputed. To carry something within dalat amas, so imagine. So for instance, yeah, if a hat falls down or something like that, that's the halacha that within, you know, falls off with the wind. So within dalat amas, you're not to carry. But now often you are tempted sometimes to throw something just for 2 amas. Yeah, I don't know. Paper plate might not be the best example, but you want to throw something just a couple of amas ahead of you. So the halacha is that it's true in principle. It's mutter, but this is where the poskim bring this Alfa Menashe, and that's where we've got to remember this Alfa Menashe. That just make sure, because if there is a wind and there is something which is going to blow it further than what your intention is, you're going to be chayif. Because don't say that, oh, I only wanted it that far and it wasn't. It's the wind that blew it further. Don't say that. Because according to Alfa Menashe, this is pshat in the Ramah, that if ruach mesayatoi, like by zoyre, like by winnowing, the wind causes the melocha, you're still chayef. So similarly also, when it comes to maivir, when it comes to carrying, when it comes to throwing, if the wind added to your 2 amas, the wind caused the melocha to actually happen, you're still going to be chayef. This is the Alfa Menashe. But again, I must say, it deserves a bit of a question mark, I believe, because the words of the Ramah, and you're right, also the placement of the Ramah being in Simin Shin Yud Tes remains a bit of a question, because why on earth would he be in Simin Shin Yud Tes? The appropriate place would be somewhere in the Shin Mems. Yeah.
I was going to ask, there are so many questions about this that a single Ramah doesn't cover all the different, you know, all the Prutei Protim. What happens if you're throwing something in a Rishus Yochid and it's on the edge of a Rosh Hashanah and a strong wind comes along and blows it as it's left your hand.
So according to Alpha Menashe, this is the chiddush of the Ramah here, that you're going to be chayiv on Hanoitza.
You had no intention. You
yeah, so could be it's enemy's chavan. Yeah, so it's enemy's chavan. Perhaps it's enemy's chavan. But the melacha was actually done.
So that would be, what's it called? That would be a misasek.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Not sure. Misasek is something which you really couldn't have. Was your action? Was it? I don't know. I'm not sure. Perhaps.
If you threw a cup of tea out of the window, then.
Yes, the case of the Rebbe Kiviger. Yeah, and that would be Zeria then, yeah. Okay, we're ready to start Simon Shin Chof. No, we're not ready because I want to speak about the following Shaila. That's where the poskim speak about sprays. Sprays. That's where they speak about. Rabbi, any types of sprays such as deodorants or any other spray that you may want to spray on Shabbos. Is it muto also to do?
No
one makes a macha.
Yeah,
must be mutter. Good. So the answer is that everybody agrees. No, what you tell it mutter also must be mutter, and the emes is that it is mutter because there is no zoira. Zoira doesn't apply on this. How do we know zoira doesn't apply on this? Because it's not comparable. It's not winnowing at all. It doesn't have, it's no way comparable to Zoyre. And therefore, the fact that you're just spraying something, that is not considered any melach in any way. And therefore, it is mutter. The only interesting, so to deodorants and everything is clearly that it's mutter. Two things we need to keep in mind is, molid reach, that if you're spritzing directly on a garment, that's probably also, because that's molid reach. But interestingly, there's an interesting Shevet Halevi, Shmuel Vosner addresses the question of spraying against insecticides, and there he has a bit of a tzad that it might be comparable to Zoyra. I can't explain it. I'm not fully clear. I don't understand it. But he says he's mechalek between general sprays. And he said it's right to be machmit. It's a bit like zoyre. Can anybody attempt to explain it? Because I can't.
But they even that you're killing the insect.
Yeah. So I suppose it's talking about a scenario that you're not actually physically spritzing to kill onto the animal, which would be also. But no, you're spritzing in the room. Like some of them are for the room generally. No, it just avoids. They won't come in. They won't die. They won't go near. But they won't actually die. So killing is you're right is hetilas neshama, which is also and perhaps tzad as well, but just to spray in the room for them not to come in, that they won't die. And here Rav Vosner wants to say that it's nochain lehachmir, it is right to be machmir to consider this zoira, and although you're not physically winnowing, I can't even explain it. I'm not
on the air moving around to fill the room.
Yeah, perhaps that's what it is. It's that element of it's that element of perhaps. But again, deodorants or similar are not considered comparable to Zoyre. And all the poskim, Avilashiv, Abshlam Mezalman, Dain Weiss, Minch Sitzchok, they all matter it without hesitation. Have I said we cover tonight? The end of Simon Shin Yutes. We'll be able to start tomorrow Simon Shin Chav Beis Hashem. We cover the interesting halacha of mechabetz, which is separation of milk and butter, compared also to the honey case. Again, there's nuts inside that you're separating. We then moved on to this fascinating Ramah, which tells us that spitting and the saliva into the wind is zoira. We said various questions why it's not considered zoira. And indeed, the bialacha says it can't be zoira, but he then brings the Alfa Menashe, who holds that it is a chiddush in Ma'ivad al Damas Purushus Rabim, and the key chiddush of it is that the wind supporting it, the wind bringing this malacha about, is the same thing winnowing. Just like Bazaira, the wind causes the malacha. Also here, the chiddush is that If the wind gets it to the Dalet Amos, it will be considered that your own action is going to be chayiv. And it's therefore the melocha via is maiva Dalet Amos pushes up and carrying and not zoyre, and that's how the bialocha paskens. Okay, good evening.